I'm David Dye. This is The World Cafe. And Tom Moon is here with his massive new book, 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die. He'll be joining us throughout the show today to play examples of things you should hear. We'll try to make a small dent in the 1,000. I started off by asking Tom how he got started.
Well, the biggest thing and the first thing I did was the world culture greatest hits, things that we would all agree sort of have to be on a list that's going to live hopefully for generations and that, you know, we all want to pass down to our kids. So that's the Beatles records, the Beach Boys, Beethoven symphonies, Bach music, you know, Bob Dylan, Blonde on Blonde, things that are sort of the benchmark things, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, things that as a culture we want to preserve and that we want to live forever as recordings.
Now you do that list, how many records do you have?
Well, you could have a couple thousand just of those depending on how, you know, where you put the goalposts. I mean, you have Sly Stone on one hand and then you have, Bela Bartok on the other hand. And I didn't want it to be a cage match. I didn't want it to be, okay, Mozart good, Brad Brains bad. You know, I wanted it to, I was wanting it to be as diverse as possible, and I wanted it to be a situation where you could open it on any page and find something that you maybe knew, maybe didn't know, but it would sort of reflect the integrity of a peak experience. That you know, if you know Sgt. Pepper to be a peak experience, then some of the things that you maybe don't know, they wouldn't be so far from that tree that you would go, well, this is just awful music. You know, I try to find things that sort of all hit that target of a peak experience, and there was no other way to have a bunch of criteria. It's not like I was sitting there saying, okay, I've got to have fast music, slow music, X, Y. There's no way to do that.
Okay, well, let's start with one of those albums that I think is probably on that list. When you look at Van Morrison's career, there are a couple albums that kind of stand out. I mean, somebody might mention Moondance, but I think critically, everybody talks about Astral Weeks.
Oh, and what a fantastic piece of music this is. It's his second solo album, and it was made with he didn't really have a band at the time. He was sort of kicking around, and he made this record with a bunch of jazz musicians. Richard Davis, the great bass player, tells the story of not actually getting much direction from Van, and not actually seeing any written music, but just being told by Van in this very sort of cryptic way that he had, of, well, just follow me. And what's amazing about this record is here's Van spilling his guts and really like going lyrically after some very, you know, big ideas of the romantic tragic figure, the lover who's been wounded, all that kind of stuff. And that quest is going on as the musicians are making the quest of just trying to follow where he goes harmonically and what happens musically and how to complement what Van is doing and sort of in a way that's spontaneous but not so spontaneous that it throws Van off his mark.
We stroll through fields all wet with rain, and back along the lane again. There in the sunshine, in the sweet summertime.